At the height of an elephant poaching crisis in the 1980s, Richard Leakey organised a spectacular publicity stunt. As director of Kenya's Wildlife Authority, he authorised 12 tonnes of confiscated elephant tusks worth millions of dollars to be burnt. Although the practice was widely copied globally, critics said the ivory should have been sold to fund anti-poaching efforts.
We can burn ivory and do all these things, but unless we can persuade the public why we're doing it, we'll be wasting our time. Ivory must be seen as only valuable if it's on an animal. It should not be ever seen as a valuable commodity for trade.
But his implementation of a shoot-to-kill policy against armed poachers made him powerful enemies. He lost both legs when the plane he was flying crashed in the Rift Valley, in what he later said was a failed attempt to kill him. Leakey's parents were the world's most famous finders of ancient hominid fossils. He continued their work, and it was in a dig in Kenya's Turkana region in 1975 that Leakey's team discovered an almost complete skeleton of an early human known as Homo erectus. The find helped prove humans evolved in Africa. It spurred a lifelong campaign to preserve the Turkana region.
It's a natural heritage site with evidence of prehistory, not just of the ancestry of humanity, but the ancestry of the African fauna is better represented there than anywhere in the world.
He was less successful when he tried his hand at politics. In 1998, he resigned after just 2 years from his position as the head of Kenya's civil service. He had attempted a crackdown on corruption. Richard Leakey was 77.